Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we're working with centers like Planned Parenthood, so we are restoring funding for Title X family planning services. We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
That's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way.
Wow. Taxpayer vouchers, taxpayer-supported vouchers to travel for abortion. That's what the Biden administration's talking about doing because of the SCOTUS ruling this past week called Dobbs. And right now we have attorney Andy Schlafly on the phone, and it's great to have him back on the show. Andy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Mark. It's wonderful to be on your show.
You know, it's been great because over the years, I think dating back to maybe 2015, certainly 2016, we had you on talking about some of these Supreme Court justices and the importance of who we selected for those seats, people who were originalists, right, who are constitutionalists.
Right, and we analyzed those nominees by Trump, and he went 3 for 3. Mark, on this fundamental issue of pro-life, and that's better than any Republican president in the past. All three of Trump's nominees voted pro-life in this Dobbs case, and this is an historic victory that one doesn't see in 50 years.
Well, you know, the thing that I disagree with, all these headlines I see is, you know, conservative Supreme Court justices vote as a block and overturn Roe v. Wade. These are the folks most likely to vote with Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Justice Breyer on a lot of issues. They're the ones most likely to cross. The ones you see voting as a block all the time are Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan.
That's exactly right, Mark. That's the block on the court. The liberal justices vote with each other every single time, whereas the conservative justices, they look at each case and they don't vote together. In every case, they did in this case because abortion's not in the Constitution. I mean, we can all read the Constitution. It's not very long, and abortion's just not there, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk to you about that. We're talking to Andy Schlafly, who is an attorney. He's been covering these issues for years and helping me out here on the radio. I reached out to you probably a month ago, month and a half maybe, to try to get you to comment on this pending Dobbs decision after the leak. You couldn't comment, though, because you were working on this case. Is that correct?
That's right. I worked on an amicus brief that was filed in the case on behalf of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. We supported the pro-life side in this case, and I did not want to comment on the leak of that draft opinion, which was shocking, unprecedented. Never should have happened for that document to leak, but apparently it backfired, Mark. The leak did not help the other side, so whatever they thought they were doing, it did not work.
Well, it didn't, and, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. Now it's been released, but we still don't know who leaked it. Now, this is not a large number of people we're talking about who are possible suspects here. Are you surprised?
That's right. It's a small group of clerks, and I'm not surprised that they have failed to identify who the leaker is, because the left protects their own, and it was probably somebody on the left, maybe a clerk, some sort of employee of the court. We don't know. It would not be that difficult, Mark, to figure out who did the leak, but the reality is the left doesn't want to find that out. They don't want to determine who did the leak and make sure it doesn't happen again. So if they don't find out who did it, then it will happen again, and that should not be the way the court operates.
Well, it's funny. I mean, you said the left doesn't want it released, but John Roberts, who we generally don't perceive to be on the left, although I question a lot of his decisions, is the one that ordered this investigation. I kind of suspected we'd have a resolution to it by now.
One would think so, but John Roberts did not call in the FBI to do the investigation. He's just having, I think, the U.S. Marshals, and I don't know that they're doing a very thorough job. I would think John Roberts could find out who did the leak if he really wanted to, but maybe it's one of those situations where he promised an investigation, they're just going to go through the motions, and they're going to say they cannot find out, cannot determine who did the leak, and that's going to be the end of that.
Yeah. Attorney Andy Schlafly joining me this morning. I mean, obviously, for many years here on the radio at 97.1 FM, I had the honor of having your mother, Phyllis Schlafly, join me starting on Sunday nights when I was still doing a Sunday night show on the station. I just want to get you to comment for a few minutes. I can't imagine how elated she would be right now with this, what we've accomplished in the Supreme Court.
Oh, you're exactly right, Mark. My mother worked on this for decades. She spent the 70s and the 80s making the Republican Party platform pro-life. She worked to preserve that in the 90s, and that was her strategy, that by making the Republican Party pro-life, then we can get some pro-life justices on the court, and then we could reverse this thing. This was a dream of my mother and many others who worked very hard for decades with prayers and labor and political activism, and it finally to see this achievement, it's better than the tearing down the Berlin Wall.
It is. And it was done without violence, right? It was done through the political process.
That's right, which is the way it should be done. And that's helped on many other issues, too. That's overlooked by a lot of people. By making the court pro-life and having them side with the unborn, that's enabled us to win many other victories that we would not have won.
Yeah, I would agree completely. Andy Schlafly, it is always a pleasure having you on. Congratulations on your success on this case.
Thank you, Mark. It's a wonderful time for America.
Yep. We'll have you on again soon, sir. We appreciate that. Andy Schlafly, attorney, filed a brief in this case and obviously has been working, as his mother did for many years, on stopping abortion, at least reducing it in this country. And now we have this Dobbs decision from the United States Supreme Court. Coming up, you know, there's a trigger law in Missouri that kicked in after the Dobbs case. One of the guys that worked hard on that was Nick Schroer. He's going to join us next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.